Thank you so much for listening to our previous episode all about 1958's cult classic, The Blob. Please chime in with your own thoughts about that episode and other monster movie love. You could do so at campkaiju@gmail.com, Instagram @camp_kaiju, or any other way you want to reach us. We'll feature your comments on the show. So I just want to introduce our bonus episode here. We're covering three short movies all about monsters. The first is Georges Méliès' wonderful sci-fi epic, A Trip to the Moon. Epic in the sense of scale, even though the film only runs 15 minutes. It's a landmark of cinema. Bone up on your movie history and check that out. Second, Papillon d'Amour, a 2004 avant-garde experimental film that features some elements of Akira Kurosawa's Rashomon that I think you'll be pleasantly surprised by. And then finally, the 1960s cartoon classic, Bambi Meets Godzilla. If you are interested in supporting the show for as little as $5 a month and gaining access to this episode and more, you can do so at patreon.com/campkaiju. All right, thank you so much. Stay campy. And until next time, we'll see you for Porco Rosso from Studio Ghibli and the great Miyazaki. Our next short that we're going to feature on this bonus episode is even shorter, at less than 2 minutes long, also made at a film school, and also influential, Bambi Meets Godzilla. Matt, I'm really interested to hear what you think about this movie because you were new to it.
Totally new, yeah.
Okay. And I say movie, it is a cartoon, technically.
And very short, like a minute and a half, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Should I go first, or I can let you sort of...
Well, yeah, me. I'll give more historical context. So it's tongue in cheek, but the film was directed, written, animated, many other things by Marv Newland. It was produced actually by Mr. and Mrs. Newland. And most of the runtime is of the credits rolling over an image of a deer, Bambi, just grazing in the field. And it's very serene. The part of the William Tell overture is playing. So it's very like, oh, very nice and pleasant. There are flowers. We're in the forest. And then right at the end, a giant reptilian foot literally crushes Bambi to death. That is Godzilla. And right when this happens, a musical chord hits, and it's actually the last chord from the Beatles' A Day in the Life song. So again, kind of like Papillon d'Amour, it's just very jarring and it jolts you and maybe surprises you a little bit. But the film, so the cartoon was a film project by Marv Newland, but it did find life at film screenings around the country. It was even featured on the, I hope I get this right, the home release, the video release of Godzilla 1984, featured on the VHS there. So people know it, people have seen it. And this is kind of its claim to fame. It is preserved by the American Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences. But it was ranked number 36 out of Jerry Beck's book, The 50 Greatest Cartoons, as selected by 1,000 animation professionals, a book that came out in 1994. So among all the Looney Tunes, all the Disney cartoons, Bambi Meets Godzilla as an indie did make the cut, which I find really impressive.
Yeah, totally. And I think it's easy to see why. Like it's a concept that is just like executed perfectly, you know? And it is kind of like a one joke movie, although the credits are really hilarious. Like I love that like Marv Newland is also credited with providing Bambi's wardrobe. Like that's the sense of humor of this movie, you know? But it is basically a one joke movie, but that's okay if your movie's only a minute and a half long. It's just like perfectly presented, you know?
Yeah.
I think it's hilarious. And I loved the little piece of trivia in the interview that you sent me the link to, where Marv Newland says that he was talking with Terry Gilliam, who started off in Monty Python, and then of course made a lot of other great movies after that. But like, yeah, Terry Gilliam was inspired by this movie, Bambi versus Godzilla, in some of the Monty Python animations that are featured in, I think it's Holy Grail, Monty Python and the Holy Grail. So
yeah, and you see that in their Flying Circus TV show as well. But yeah, like the image of a monstrous Godzilla foot stomping on something started here with Bambi meets Godzilla. So a huge influence in pop culture from this little 90-second cartoon.
Yeah, it's really funny. I mean, like, the animation's not, like, mind-blowingly beautiful or anything, but it doesn't have to be. So, yeah, it's great. I loved it.